Best Mobile.
So did you find what you were looking for?
No problem. I just went in and grabbed it and came back out.
Pot of coffee ready about 10 minutes before it was time to leave. I didn't realize the time kind of snuck up on me. I got about 3 sips of that coffee. I like coffee after lunch, and it's time to go.
Coffee pot all for you, Les.
I used to doing that. We got a new one that you have to go fill. You have to go get water to put it in it. The other one was hooked up to the water, but it just got old and didn't do good anymore. But I remember Ray drinking coffee at night, and Amy, he'd talk about going to get coffee after a nut. And Amy would, he'd say, how in the world does he drink coffee at night like that? I told her he'd drink it and then go to bed and fall asleep.
Oh, if you drink it all day, it doesn't affect you the way it does if you just have like one cup or two cups in the morning and stuff like that. If you drink it just about all day long, you know, it doesn't bother you when you start to go to bed and go to sleep.
Hard enough, you're going to go to sleep regardless. It doesn't matter. Eventually, you will sleep.
That's true as well. I hope I don't have to get into that situation, though.
Airfield that we flew at before, the one we're flying at now, and he always looked really worn out, really tired, and he said he never could sleep at night. He'd get a couple hours sleep at the most, and then he'd wake back up and just couldn't sleep. That's got to be rough.
I think his body clock must have been out of whack or something, but I used to work third shift, and my dad worked third shift for a lot of years, and he told me, he said, I'm going to tell you how you do this. And I said, okay, Dad, I'm listening. He said, when you get home, don't try to go straight to bed because you're too wound up. He said, just sit around, and you know, if you got things to do, go do it. And then come home and sit down and relax for about an hour or so, and then go to bed about 10 or 11 o'clock and sleep till about 4, 4:30 in the afternoon, and then get up again. And he said, then you'll be ready for work. He said, if you want to go back to bed after you get up in the afternoon, he said, go to bed about 7 o'clock then, or 8 maybe, and get you an hour or two sleep, and then get up and go to work. I thought he was crazy until I tried it.
I remember when I worked at Michelin, we did rotating shifts. So I would have a night shift and a second shift and a first shift. And on the night shift, I'd do something similar to what he was talking about with you. Sometimes, once in a while, I'd take that last nap, but sometimes I just stretch out the first one until, you know, you wait till everybody leaves in the morning. You don't come home, I mean, you get home at 8 o'clock and there's people that haven't left to go to work yet or school or whatever, wherever. You wait and you kind of like enjoy the morning with them, and then when they're all gone, you go to bed. And then, like you said, wake up. Sometimes I just sleep right through till 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and then I'd be up and ready to go. But later in life, I got to where I had to travel back and forth to Charlotte all the time. That was 4 hours of travel, plus if I worked 8 hours, that put me home a very few quantity of hours. And I got used to only sleeping 4 hours a day, and that did me plenty. And then as I got older, it got to the point where I needed at least 6. I couldn't, 4 hours was no longer enough. I had to have 6, and that's about where I am now.
Body adapts to different situations. You know, for years I drove a truck, and 3, 4 hours sleep, 2 hours sleep would be plenty. But after I quit driving all the time and was on the road every day, I started needing a little more sleep. I sleep about maybe 5 hours, 5 and a half, something like that normally. But then sometime in the afternoon, I get kind of sleepy and would like to take a nap. I can do that now, but when I was working, I couldn't.
I took any of those caffeine pills, but that was going around at Michelin back in the 70s and 80s when people would work a whole, you'd work double shifts. Sometimes they'd ask you to work 2 shifts, and you might have to do that 2 or 3 times in a row, and you only get 8 hours in between, so you've got travel time, and you do the math. So I started taking those caffeine pills back then. They were a thing, and they were working pretty good until one time I woke up. And when I woke up, I didn't know who I was, where I was. The room was dark. I didn't know if it was morning or afternoon or evening. I didn't know if I had been on a four-day weekend or if I was late for work. I quit taking those pills immediately after that. Never took another one since then.
Probably shouldn't put this over there, but I will. I took those on occasions. I got out. I don't know. I was going to Portland, Oregon. And I was talking to a guy on the CB radio, and all of a sudden I hit the brakes real hard, and the guy behind me hollered and wanted to know what I was doing hitting the brakes. I said, "You didn't see them little purple men run across the street in front of us?" And he said, "No." He said, "Something bad wrong with you." And I pulled over on the side of the road and found me a wide spot, and I laid down for a little while. And I didn't take any more after that. I didn't want to see any more purple men run across the street in front of me.
Experience. An eye-opening, awakening revelation. I thought I could handle it. I thought, oh, this is great. I only need a couple hours sleep every now and then. My body told me otherwise, with no room for interpretation. It was over. It was done. When I finally realized who I was and where I was and what time it was and whether I needed to be at work or not, I put those things down permanently. W4DJW.
I can agree with what you're saying. I've been there. Not like I want to do it ever again, but that's one of the things we go through, I guess, in life. But it'll all come out in the wash eventually.
My GPS tells me I'm 5 miles, and it says that's 11 minutes.
About there, I'm over here at the stop sign where we turn left and then back to the right onto the street that we're going to. So I'll be there just a few minutes before you, but I'll sit out there in the road and wait.
I'm shortly behind you. I'm coming up on the speedway. On the speedway on my right, you know where I am, up near the Hobby Connection.
What are you talking about?
Not too far from here. And when we would go over there on the weekends, we could hear them racing. I always wanted to come over here. I never knew how far it was, the speedway, from his house. But if I look at it now from where I was when I went by his house the other day, it's probably not more than a half a mile away. And that's why we could hear it so good.
From my house, then, as far as the crow flies.
He had a strawberry patch out in front of the house. He was a farmer. And we'd go over there. We'd pick our strawberries. Take them in the house, clean them, put them in a bowl, put some milk in a bowl, put some sugar on top of it. And boy, that was some good eating.
Oh, you can remember and things that you like to do.
The action is still there. I just went by it. You got kind of scratchy there. Am I scratchy?
Not at all. I'm pulling up on the side of the road over here at Bonnie's.
Kelsey was in there too, I'm not sure. W4DJW.
Well, I'm here, and Bonnie just pulled in, so we'll see you when you get here.
All right, Gary, be there in a little bit. W4DJW Mobile.
Okay, mobile clear.
4ULP radio check.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I just rigged up my 25 watt in the car right now with a boat battery in the back.
That's good. You did a good job.
Well, thank you, and I got it sent off here and finished packing up the car for Florida. So thank you for the civil report, and this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
All right, Alexander, have a good day. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, this is KO4ULP.
KO4ULP, W4DJW. I hear you.
Dave, when I push down my PTT switch on my mobile rig here, my DC voltage from 12.5 volts goes down to 11.9 volts. It's supposed to be a 12 volt radio. Is that correct? Is that supposed to happen, or is something wrong?
What's your power setting? 25 watts? Is that, yeah, it sounds like your, it sounds like the internal resistance on the battery is a little bit on the high side, because it sounds like it's dropping kind of fast. So, if you're at full power, if you reduce the power, that won't be so bad.
I'm on an HT, so I'll try reducing my power real quick on my mobile radio here to see if I can get that to stop here. So my BTT switch here on my mobile rig, KO4 ULV.
Lynn told you last week about, you know, you can pull it. More power doesn't always mean better, especially if you don't have the power to deliver. It can actually mean worse. And it sounds like that might be an old battery. I don't know. If that's an old battery, then that all makes sense.
I did check, and the battery's actually fairly new, less than a year old. And the battery was at 84%.
Now, batteries, when they're fully charged, they have a different discharge rate than when they're, like, only 80% or only 60% charged. They have what's called the knee of a curve. Means the closer you get to discharge, the faster they discharge, which now that makes sense, too. If it's not fully charged, then the more drained it is, the faster it will drain.
If the battery's at 84%, would you suggest taking it to Florida and operating?
It would be, so is it at 84% under a load, or is it 84% no load? There's a big difference.
Percent no load.
Okay, so that's really not indicative of how much charge you got based on the life of the battery. It could have been sitting on the shelf for a while, too. You're not really, unless it's got a date stamp on when it was created, you're not really sure. It might have a date stamp on there, but if it's a young battery, how big is it? How many amp hour battery are we talking about? Boat batteries should be a lot.
Well, the boat battery has been sitting on in the garage, you know, for a few months, you know, since ever the summer ended. So I don't know how much of an effect that would play on it.
Okay, it just needs a charge. Sounds like it's kind of halfway between charged and discharged, which it's going to drop faster when it's halfway charged than when it's fully charged. So, yeah, it's making sense. You might discharge it the rest of the way. Just keep an eye on it. That radio will most likely turn off if it's not too old of a radio. It'll stop transmitting before it does any harm to itself. So you could probably drain the battery the rest of the way on that one and then give it a full charge. And then you can do an accurate measurement of how long it will last on a full charge at full power.
Because, yeah, my radio, because when I use it, it's meant I flip off my power source, and the voltage just, after I flipped off my power source, just made that sense there just turn off. So that should be fine, but would you suggest transmitting at full power when my voltage is at 11.9 volts instead of, like, 12 volts? Would, you know, that really make much of a difference? Would that hurt the radio, or do you think it'd be fine?
Okay, I mean, they understand. They build those. What kind of radio is that?
Tone radio.
New radio. They should be able to detect low voltage. They should have a low voltage cutoff. You can look in the documentation, and it'll tell you, you know, if it gets below a certain voltage, either it'll tell you it's got a low voltage cutoff, or it will tell you to shut it off when it gets to that low voltage.
Because, as I said, I just, when I'm operating in the house, I just flip off my power source, and I can just watch my voltmeter go down. Then after it reaches a certain point, it says, like, DC voltage low, and just shuts off after that.
Then you should be fine. I'd say you need to, now that you've got this set up like you do, now you need to start, you know, making notes and just keeping track of how long it lasts, especially from a full charge to a full discharge, so that you know going forward.
Not completely fully charged, so, you know. I'll just remember to look at my DC voltmeter, and when I can, just maybe keep it on medium power instead of high.
So you won't learn on this pass, but you'll learn on the next pass after you get a full charge.
Sign off here, and as I said, you know, I need to get backing up in the car with my family. So this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear. Thanks for your help.
Talk to you later. W4DJW, clear. I'm here. Destinated.
Japan, this is KY4EL, over.
Good afternoon, correction, the call sign's November Delta 7 Japan. Bob here, Hendersonville, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, here, the name here is Barry, I'm in Central South Carolina, QSL.
Hey Barry, yep, roger that. Well, I'm just heading up to the store real quick, and then heading back home, and that's going to be it for the day. My day is going to be done.
Yeah, I'm headed to Lowe's to pick up some stuff in the grocery store, and got a meeting tonight, a radio club meeting tonight, so kind of a busy day right now, but looking forward to it. Excuse me, I got to shift gears here just a minute.
Which radio club are you going to?
It's the Pickens County Emergency Communication Group that meets in Pickens. Over.
Okay, roger that. Well, that should be a good time. Enjoy the meeting.
Yeah, we meet the beginning of the first Tuesday of the month, and been missing them here recently. They've been doing it on Zoom, and this is my have an opportunity finally to go to a live meeting. They've been they still been meeting, but it's not been worked out in my schedule anyway. Over.
I've kind of had the same issue going on with a couple of the clubs that I generally meet with, and I finally made last month, and I hope to make February meeting.
Yeah, we had one the other night. They had I belong to the Anderson Radio Club, and we had a meeting the other night. And it's the first one I've been able to attend in person, but it worked out really good. I may lose you right up here. I'm going to a dip, over.
Roger that, roger that. Yeah, Anderson, I think... isn't that the club Sue and Duncan belong to?
That's affirmative. That's affirmative. Yeah, they're members there. Sue and Duncan and Anson and John and Thad and Charles and stuff. There's a good bunch that go there, over.
Talked to none of them in a long time, but hopefully they're doing well.
You live in Hendersonville, or do you, you live in Greenville, over?
Hendersonville in a city called Edneyville.
Affirmative on that. Yeah, well, that's good. I haven't been up through there in a while. Do you belong to a local club up there in Hendersonville? Over.
To the SCDXA, that's the South Carolina DX Association. And I belong to the NCDXCC, which is the North Carolina DX and Contest Club. And I belong to, well, I sort of belong to the Hendersonville Club. I do a lot with the Hendersonville Club. I don't really go to the meetings much because I just don't have time. But I do a lot with them, field day and some other stuff as well.
Well, did you work winter field day? Over.
Saturday, field day for the first hour or two, couple hours. And then I came back Sunday morning about 5 a.m. and operated till about 8.
I had a bright idea that I was going to work outside, so I set up outside with my little QRP 10-watt radio and a Wind River coil and made about 9 or 10 contacts and just finally just froze out and went in and came back out about an hour later and tried it again, and it got really cold that time, so I called it a day, but I had a ball. That was about the fun things I've done in a long time.
Winter field day, I was speaking about summer field day in June or July, whenever it is.
Yeah, well, it was something I wanted to try this year to run my little mobile setup and see if it would work okay, and it did, over.
But you were able to get it set up and make contacts and prove that, so good for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. In fact, I'm looking forward to doing that again. I'm just now learning CW, and I'm real anxious to be able to try that with the QRP stuff. So it's been a lot of fun learning that so far, over.
Brush up and get my butt, get the dirt off my butt, and get my CW skills up to par.
Yeah, I had started, I've had two false starts, and so hope to be able to see if I can get it done this time. So it's just been quite a service. I'm working through the Long Island CW Club, and so it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it, over.
Many starts and stops. I started and stopped, I think, two or three times. I think twice, and I need to start back up again and just get it done.
I just ran out of me the last time I tried it, and there's too much going on, and remodeling the house up in North Carolina, and just a lot, too much stuff going on. Well, I'm almost at my destination here. Really enjoyed the chat with you. Again, my call sign is Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot, and really enjoyed making your acquaintance today. 73's to you.
All right, I'm not sure if you're copying.
Yeah, I've got a copy on you. I was just going to say I'm at my destination now. I got to stop here at the post office and pick up some stuff. So I'm going to say my goodbyes to you, 73s to you. Really enjoyed the conversation, and stay warm up there in Hendersonville. Over.
All right. You have a good day. Good to meet you. Enjoy the hobby. ND7J Mobile.
ND7J W400C.
That's the land of the wise man, I do believe.
Negative. There ain't no kind of wise. Don't look like him. I'm better looking than he is, and probably going to be the rest of his life.
Yeah, he just sounded like him. So, anyway, ND7J Mobile.
D7J, Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie.
I get underneath traffic lights sometimes and the signal don't get out.
Have you seen it yet?
Sounds familiar, but I ain't bringing it up.
Roger. Travel's rest. Keith.
I knew I recognized the voice. What you been doing there, Keith?
I'm doing the same thing I've done the last 4 or 5 years since 2014. I ain't doing nothing. I'm still retired.
Well, good. That's a good thing if you're still retired. I retired myself, pretty much. I still do a little bit side work here, but pretty much retired.
Said for it, but then there's some things that ain't so good about it, Roger.
What is the others? I'm not sitting around doing nothing. I got a little bit of handyman work here and there, and still do a little bit of photography, but not a lot. Only four times a year I leave, and just ham radioing and that kind of stuff. Always got projects around the house.
Oh, that's a fact. I don't believe that'll ever end. At least you got something to do in your spare time, brother.
I'm sitting still. You sit still, you go stagnant.
That's right. All right, listen, I just wanted to holler at you. Heard you on a while ago. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Hope you and yours are doing well up there. I'll close out on yours. Whiskey 4, Oscar Telling.
Always a pleasure. I hope you all are doing well as can be. And we're doing all right up here. You have a good one. ND7J Mobile.